How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Teeing it up and talking golf. That's our job every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello, everyone. And welcome. Thank you for listening. We do this just for you. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with the president of Live Positive, Golf Positive, Debbie O'Connell, the Duke, Robert DeCozes in Master Control, and we have two great guests who will be joining us today to talk golf on this home edition of Tee to Green. Up first, Sam Goulden will be here. He's the founder of NMML Golf, also known as Minimal Golf. That's a California company that makes the best golf products for the players and for the planet. They specialize in golf bags, towels, and speakers. Goulden admits his style is unorthodox, but that's what separates Minimal Golf from the rest. And that's why we invited him to be on the show with us today. Looking forward to hearing more from Sam Goulden, Minimal Golf, today here on Tee to Green. We're also looking forward to bringing back and hearing from our good friend and longtime Tee to Green guest, Tom Edrington. It's been a while since we last talked to Tom, but he's back today to talk about the PGA Tour, LIV Golf, and the President's Cup competition, which wraps up today in Montreal. Tom Edrington, back with us today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, stream live at sportsbyline.com, and now also on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, along with the Sirius XM app, the SXM app, where you can listen anytime, anywhere, and any place. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf with Sam Goulden from Minimal Golf, next right here on Tee to Green.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days, and we do appreciate you tuning in and being the most important part of what we do each and every Sunday. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with the president of Live Positive, Golf Positive, Debbie O'Connell, joining us today. Debbie, how you doing? You ready to talk some golf?
I am definitely ready with the President's Cup going on, and you know, there's events everywhere in golf. It's so exciting to be part of this world and part of the golf industry, and the President's Cup has been so incredibly exciting to watch.
Yeah, it's been a little bit more competitive than a lot of people thought it would be as they go to the final round today. We'll talk about that later in the show with our second guest, Tom Etherington, who will be joining us formerly, a tour player, a tour caddy, and with Dogleg News, he was a golf writer for a while as well. He'll be back on the show later in the hour. First guest is standing by, though, and ready to go. There's a company out in California called MNML Golf. That's stands for Minimal Golf, and they are taking on the big boys and doing it in a kind of unorthodox way, but they're making it work. If you haven't heard of Minimal Golf, well, let's tell you more about it as we bring in the founder, Sam Goulden, joining us today here for the first time on Tee to Green. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Hey, I'm well. Thanks for having me. I feel like I'm in the presence of a legend in golf news, radio, media. I was reading up on you, and you've been doing this for a long time.
You must be talking about Debbie if you're talking about a legend.
Well,
you know, Jay is the best of the best in this industry, Sam. You nailed it.
Well, you know, this
yeah,
is
cool.
This
well,
is
thanks
cool.
for having me.
Thank you for that, Sam. This is cool, and we love talking about companies like yours. I was reading on your website, and I was thinking of how do I get a hold of this guy, and then I read a little bit further on your website, and it says you can just call him anytime, and your phone number was there, which is kind of cool because sometimes when I'm doing these things and I'm trying to line up guests week to week, I'll go to a website and there'll be a contact page and up pops just a box, and you put the message in the box, who you are, what you want, and then you hit send or submit. And about half of the time, about 50% of the time, you hear back. About half the time, you don't. But you actually put your phone number, your personal cell phone, on your website, I called Debbie, I called him, and he answered the phone, and it just blew me away. And I thought, this is a guy we need to get on Tee to Green. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was, yeah, you know, we just started doing that again. I did it in the very beginning when we were super small, but in this last year, we've, like, fully committed to not doing any paid advertising or any paid influencers or things like that. And we were just thinking, like, all right, if we're not going to spread the mission through paid ads, how are we going to get in touch with people? And then I was like, well, obviously we could just put our phone number. You know, we could just be accessible to potential customers or former customers or people who are using the bag. And I just thought, well, let's give this a try and see if that's overwhelming. But I think the reality is, for me, just the each person who's thinking about buying a golf bag is the most important person in my world. So how could I turn, you know, how could I not give them access to talk directly to me? So at the moment, I only get a couple calls a day, and it's not been too overwhelming, so it's working.
What a concept.
How did you initially reach out, Sam? I'm sorry. Okay. I was just wondering how you initially reached out to let people know your phone number and let people know to come to your site and more about your company.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really done anything to expose the fact that, people can get a hold of me, other than just when you're on the checkout page, kind of, if you're getting close to making that decision, there's a little space that just says, if you have any more questions, feel free to call or text Sam, the founder, at this number. But I think, you know, we've used almost every resource we can use when it comes to, like, the modern way of getting exposure. Like, for instance, we've been pretty active on social media since the very beginning, not with any paid social, but just trying to make our social media pages, like our Instagram page, for instance, make it a place that actually has interesting or entertaining or valuable information. And we've been really successful with that. I mean, I'm blown away each week. We've got an amazing social media person, Campbell, who's been with us since the very beginning. He started working for us when he was 15, and he just, like, understands and continues to understand the algorithms. But we regularly will get, like, a million views on a video once a week. And it's pretty crazy, but I think we reach just as many people organically as we could if we were paying to promote. And I also feel like those organic posts, you know, if we're reaching a million people because it's a good post, because we didn't pay for it, that's going to be more meaningful than if we are paying to reach a million people.
Yeah, amen to that. Sam, how long has Minimal Golf been around, and where did you get the idea to start the company?
There's a couple of pieces to that puzzle, but I'll try to summarize it. It's been around since 2020. We officially launched in January of 2020. I received 400 golf bags on December 31st, 2019. So it was kind of like an incredible, like, day one, January 1, 2020, we were in business. But I thought of the idea, you know, I played competitively for a bunch of years, and I coached my whole adult life, and I also helped with the start of 18 Birdies app, which is a pretty tech-forward golf app that does things like GPS and score tracking and a bunch of other things. And so in that process of coaching and playing, and so for my own game, I kind of knew as a player what I wanted in a golf bag from the, you know, walking or riding in a cart or just playing a casual nine. And then as a coach, I could see, you know, three-year-old kids up to 80-year-old golfers. I kind of knew what they wanted out of a golf bag. And then when I got into the 18 Birdies app, when I was doing research for that, it was just so evident to me that golf was moving in the direction of more technology, and I guess just integrating your phone on the golf course was really starting to happen in 2015, 2016, 2017, and just kind of has continued to grow. And so in 2018, I was actually working with a student of mine, and he and I were in his garage, and he had ordered this golf bag on Amazon, I think, that was like the tiniest thing ever. It didn't have a stand. It didn't have a strap. But I was looking at this thing, and I was like, man, if this was a little bit bigger and if it had a strap and if it had a stand mechanism, and then, you know, it just kind of went from there. I was like, well, what else does the modern golfer use on the course? And I was thinking, well, we listen to music, so a Bluetooth speaker would be cool. And then, but your battery dies on your phone when you're using your phone for GPS or listening to music, so a charger would be cool. And wouldn't it be cool if it was solar? And then zippers always break on your golf bag. It's like the first thing to break on a golf bag. So I was thinking, what if we could just make a bag without zippers? And all of these things just kind of like came together, and I luckily met somebody who knew where I could talk to somebody who had a connection to a factory in Indonesia that makes golf bags, and one thing led to another and got a sample made, and then somehow they took me on. You know, this factory that we use, they do, you know, a couple hundred thousand golf bags a year. So when I told them I wanted to order 400, they were like, that's like not really what we do. Yeah. But for, I think they liked the idea of helping. Honestly, I really do think they were excited about making innovative golf bags, because golf bags have been the same. I mean, I don't think we've seen an innovation in a golf bag since like the backpack strap, which was,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
90s. So I think that's one of the reasons they took us on. And thankfully, they've been an awesome partner since then.
Okay, Sam Golden, founder of Minimal Golf, with us. Is there a story behind the name MNML Golf?
Yeah, that's kind of the other side of this. I don't know if it's too much for radio news, golf information, but I had the idea of the bag, and I had been living kind of this surf golf bum lifestyle. I had since I
we got about
playing.
about a minute, Sam. Can you get the story in a minute, or should we save it for after the break?
I got it. So I had been living this surf bum lifestyle. I was traveling in living in Puerto Rico half the year, and I traveled to Bali. And while I was in Bali, I was trying to figure out if I was actually going to do this. And I was actually in a restroom, and there was a sticker on the wall. And it was a Russian sticker. It had M backwards N M L. And I thought, that's minimal. That's minimal golf. And so I flipped the N around, and that was it. That's how I came up with the name.
All right. Minimal Golf, the founder, Sam Golden, with us today on TD Gray. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Or to Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. We do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for joining us today. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie, as we continue with our guest, the founder of Minimal Golf out of California. Sam Goulden is with us. Minimal is a company that's been around since January of 2000. And if you follow Tee to Green, you know that we like people and we like companies that tend to think out of the box, a little bit of an unorthodox style and leadership from Sam Goulden. Sam, one of the things I saw on the website too is a motto, sort of, use less, reuse more, and educate others. Where did that come from?
Oh man, that came pretty directly from the founder of Patagonia, Yvon Chouinard. I read this book about six, seven years ago called Let My People Go Surfing by the founder of Patagonia. And I really just kind of based our whole business philosophy off of that book because, you know, I was coming into creating this golf bag company. And that book is all about how as consumers we're using a lot of things we don't need and how as a business Patagonia has tried to influence people to only make purchases that are necessary and to just reduce waste. And that was one of the key things I took from the book was just like, yeah, if we can find a way to make a golf bag that lasts longer, holds up longer, that's one of the reasons why we don't have zippers on the bag. But we also have a trade-in program which allows the bag to be reused. So let's say you buy a golf bag in 2020 and 5 years later, you see a cool new one that has a different color and you really want to get that one. We've got a Trade It Forward program, which allows you to trade in your old bag, whether it's a minimal bag or any other bag, as long as it's a usable bag, we'll allow you to trade that in and we will take care of getting that bag in the hands of a junior and we'll cover the shipping costs. And we even throw in a free Bluetooth speaker if you choose that option and check out. So that's kind of, you know, only buy the bag if you really need one, and if you've got one that you could pass along to someone else, that allows that reuse part of that motto to work. So, yeah, that's kind of where that came from.
Sam, I love how much you give back. You know, you're taking care of the planet. You're taking care of junior golfers. You give people the opportunity to trade a bag in. And you also give golf lessons. I'm on your site looking. You have the simulator and then online courses. So you help people also get on target with their golf game as well. Share more about your teaching and expertise.
It's funny, you know, I got into golf kind of late. I played my senior year in high school, and I hustled hard to get on that team. I wasn't a good golfer. I still wasn't a very good golfer when I was in high school, but I was like the fourth or fifth spot on my five-person team. And then about a year later, I got a job at a golf course, and I was about, I think I was 21 when I got offered a scholarship to play golf in college at a Division II school in Jeff City, Missouri, at Lincoln University. And coming out of college, I was the fourth or fifth player on that team, too. So coming out of college, I wasn't a great golfer, but I just loved the game. I, like, loved trying to figure it out and trying to get better. And as I was learning how to get better, I was just sharing it with everybody else around me. And I had some success in coaching. Both my parents were teachers, and so I feel like it's in my blood to want to be a teacher or a coach. And so I just taught, like, right out of college. I just went straight into teaching golf. And then I got a lot better and eventually started competing on my own professionally. But I think it's just so much in my blood. I love coaching. I literally, this weekend, I've got a student in town from San Francisco here in L.A. at our studio in Redondo Beach. We have two golf simulators here and a whole social club. But he's in town. He came in yesterday. We started at 9 a.m. with a cup of coffee, and we finished at 3 p.m. And he's coming in again today, and we're going to spend another couple hours to kind of, like, summarize everything we learned yesterday. And I was telling him yesterday, I just so enjoy spending time with golfers and helping them get better. And I think, you know, recently our whole team took personality tests, and the thing that popped up on mine was that I get my greatest joy from helping other people fulfill their best, you know, whatever their best talents or abilities are, helping them fulfill their lives through those talents or abilities. And I think it's just so obvious that I became a golf coach. And now as a founder of a company, I still try to do that with all of our staff and everybody who works with Minimal, just find them the perfect position that's going to help them achieve their best with their skills.
Well, you can tell it comes from your heart. Do you have a certain teaching philosophy that you go by? Was it you learned yourself from your lessons? Like, where did your teaching expertise in terms of, and then your philosophy in teaching, and how do you help others so effectively?
Yeah, funny enough, it's very minimal. I think I went down the deepest, darkest rabbit hole in trying to get better at golf, and I went to all the top teachers, and I read all the books, and then eventually watched all the YouTube videos, and I tried pretty much everything. And what it came down to for me was the simplest moves possible to get the desired result were the most consistent. And so I've kind of learned my own game and helped others to just reduce anything or remove anything that's unnecessary in the swing. So it's a lot of just focus on understanding conceptually how the club needs to work through impact and what the club's job is from pitching wedge to driver, and then helping them learn how to use their body to create that essential impact to make the club work its best. And so, yeah, I wrote a book about 10 years ago, maybe a little more, called Square to Square Swing, which is basically a philosophy built around keeping the club face as square as possible throughout the swing and aligning the club as close to impact as possible at address, and then kind of maintaining those alignments. And I think that simplifying the golf swing has helped me as a player, but definitely as a coach, and helps my students improve a lot faster.
Sam Golden, founder of Minimal Golf, California-based company, our guest today here on Tee to Green. Sam, you specialize in bags and unique bags with solar chargers, no zippers, those kind of things. You also do towels. You talked about the lessons you give, the Trade It Forward program. Are you planning any expansion of your product line, or are you kind of set with this line for now?
Great question. We're kind of taking it as it comes. I wrote this manifesto like 4 or 5 years ago to our team to kind of really help them understand why I feel we're in business. And one of the things that I wrote is that we won't make a product unless we can make it better. And better means for the player, but it also means for the planet. So there isn't a golf towel on the market made from recycled material, so that's why we make one. And there isn't a bag on the market with 100% magnetic pocket or solar power bank or a Bluetooth speaker, so that's why we make the bag we make. And when it comes to expanding the product line, it's really just seeing an opportunity to do something innovative or better for the planet. And when we find those opportunities, we will absolutely, if we feel like we can, we'll absolutely create new products. But when it comes to overall expansion, we have a 4,000 square foot studio in Redondo Beach where we have the golf simulators and we have a pool table and ping pong and darts and we have a stage for comedy shows and music, and we have a mini ramp, a skate ramp in the space, and we have a coffee bar and a lounge. So we have this like amazing social club here right next to the beach. And then we just opened another one of these facilities in Pasadena, California, and we're looking to expand to Malibu in hopefully, you know, early next year. I say January, but I'm always estimating a little earlier than what's reasonable. But yeah, we want to expand just in Southern California first and leave a real footprint for our mission and our products and the communities we're in. And then we'll go from there.
Use less.
Sounds like you're making golf very fun.
Yeah. Exactly. Use less, reuse more, and educate others. And Sam Goulden, founder of Minimal Golf, with us today here on Tee to Green. Sam, one last question. Is there a way people can get more information? Give us your website as we're running out of time.
Yeah, the best place is minimalgolf.com, just like it sounds, MINIMALgolf.com. And then you can find us on Instagram, MNMLgolf.
All righty. Sounds good. Sam Goulden. Sam, thanks for taking the time today. Keep up what you are doing. You make golf and you make living on this planet better.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate you.
That's Sam Goulden, Minimal Golf, with us today. Use less, reuse more, and educate others. I love it. We're going to take a break, come back, and Tom Edrington joins us next to talk pro golf on Tee to Green.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Golfers, listen, because we speak their language here on Tee to Green, the golf show. We, being your Tee to Green crew, I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. We've got Robert DeCozzi in Master Control, and our next guest is ready to go. It's been a while since we talked to Tom Etherington, who's been busy dodging hurricanes this past weekend down in Florida. Tom, how you doing?
We're doing great. It's just I'm feeling for all the people that live on the water. It's a highly romanticized concept, but storms bring it to reality on how brutal it can be.
Last time we had you on was back, I think, in the spring around April, around the time of the Players' Championship. You were working on a new hobby, learning to play guitar. How's that going?
I've performed a couple of times. It's going quite well. I'm about a 14 handicapper, but it's getting better.
Well, say hi, by the way, to Debbie O'Connell, our new co-host here on Tee to Green.
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. I'm so excited to be on this show and have you on the show. Jay has spoken so highly of you and what you bring to our audience each time you're on. So thank you again for being here.
Oh, stop it. I'm blushing.
Last time we had you on, it was early in the golf season, and there was still a lot of rancor going on between the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour. That seems to have subsided a little bit over the past few months. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think the PGA Tour needs LIV anymore. They got an infusion from, a large hedge fund that's given them all the money they'd ever need. Whereas on the other side, the business model for LIV was dependent on selling these teams to, somebody's going to pay $400 million for one of them. Like they're thinking these LIV teams are the equivalent of owning a Premier League team in Europe. And I don't think it's going to happen. It's the greater fool theory. Nobody's watching their tournament. Nobody cares about these guys anymore that left. They're struggling like heck to try to be relevant. They want to play in European Tour events like Jon Rahm in the Spanish Open this week. And they're hoping, Bryson and Brooks want to be on the Ryder Cup team. They all want their cake and eat it too. They took the money and ran, so let them enjoy the fruits of their decision.
You think we'll see a unification here maybe at some point where it's kind of like, okay, forgive and forget, let's reunite and move forward?
I doubt it. There would have to be some way to absorb guys back into the PGA Tour, and it will come at a very expensive cost for them to come in. They're going, and it's unclear how LIV actually gives out this big money. If the contracts were paid over 3 or 4 years, and it's some of those contracts are going to end. But the thing about the Saudis is they always want a return on their investment, and they're getting zero return on the investment. In fact, this pretty much is a cash drainer. So how long they're going to stick with it, I don't know. And does the tour really need them? I doubt it, because, how many LIV guys can you actually sit there and say, gee, I really miss seeing this guy, I don't, and a lot of the people I talk to don't either, Scotty Scheffler has been as entertaining as it gets with the year he had, and, we got a lot of great players coming up, a lot of young players coming up, there's just a lot of talent on the tour And the Live Tour took a lot of old guys that were well past their prime. You know, the only guys that you might want to see more often is Bryson, who's entertaining even of himself. But, you know, that's one guy.
And you know, Bryson DeChambeau was so exciting when he won earlier this year, and was great with the fans, right? Had his you know, winning trophy where everyone, and if you wanted to come and touch it, you could touch it. And I think he was pretty entertaining in that event. And that other than that, I think you're right. You know, there's not many you're craving to see, that because the PGA Tour is so exciting right now. You mentioned the contracts. Now, do you know about contracts? You said some are ending, and once they end, are they free to just leave the tour, come back to PGA? Like, what would that transition look like if some of those players decided, you know, I've had enough of Live, I wanna go back home?
There's no mechanism for them to return. They've all been suspended, and there's no mechanism that would allow them to come back to the tour. And at the time, you know, the commissioner said that they made their decision, let them live with it. And the reason Bryson was hanging out with the crowd is because he never sees any. At the Live, you know, as the shotgun starts, most of the holes have nobody on them. The only place that has spectators is at the 18th hole where they're playing loud music and giving out free booze, and that's where they're congregating. So Bryson was just overjoyed to see those kind of crowds that you get at a U.S. Open. That was the reaction to that. You'd never seen him do that before, you know, in his previous major wins. So he was just overjoyed to see people.
Well, speaking of crowds, the first tee at the President Cup looks pretty exciting. Although it wasn't full when they showed the entire stands, I was surprised it wasn't 100% completely full. Having just come back from the Solheim Cup after the first morning where people were late because of a busing situation, after that the first tee was full the entire time. It's a very exciting place to be with the music. It's kind of like being at beach volleyball and the Olympics, you know, with all the excitement rooting for either Team International or the U.S. team. What are your thoughts on the President's Cup going on right now in the singles matches today?
It's over. The President's Cup is over. It ended in the last 20, 30 minutes of yesterday's matches. Mike Weir made a decision that no other team captain had ever made, in the fact that he sent his same players out in the same group for both sessions yesterday. So you could see a lot of those guys were tired playing 36 holes in a day, and then the U.S. rallied down the stretch. I mean, just think about it. It's 11-7, which doesn't sound like much, you know, if you're playing a baseball game, but the U.S. only needs 4.5 points to win, and the international teams need 8.5 points to win. Are they going to win 8 of the 12 matches and tie another one? No. It's over. And there's only one international player with a winning record right now, Siwoo Kim at 2-1. Where there are 6 U.S. players with winning records. You know, U.S. has got too much depth. It's got 7 players who won majors. The internationals have 3. And, you know, the guy that I think has been most disappointing for them, Hideki Matsuyama, it's like he doesn't get into it. He's 1-3. And I'd expect better out of him. Adam Scott is out there just trying to play so hard. But you need like 4 of him and, you know, and 3 Siwoo Kim if you wanted to compete. But it's not competitive. It's just, it was, you know, for one brief moment there was Camelot when you went sweep, sweep on first and second days, which you'd never seen before in either, you know, in any of the competition. Never seen it in Solheim or Ryder Cup or anything. Nobody ever goes sweep, sweep for each respective team. So, but the U.S. is its strongest portion is singles matches, and the international mountain is just too insurmountable to overcome. You know, you got to be the factor in 9 out of 12 matches, and I pose the question to you and Jay, is that going to happen?
Probably not. Tom Edrington with us today here on Tee to Green. Tom, does the President's Cup need the format, need tweaking or some changes, or what can they do to make it more competitive?
International golf is just going to have to get better. Europe is very strong in Europe. And, you know, internationally, you know, I don't think China's a factor. And if you look at the Olympics, China's a huge factor in the Olympics. They were second to us in total medals won. But China doesn't emphasize golf. It emphasizes its Olympic sport. So I don't know. You know, it's just there's too much depth in the rest of the world. And the U.S. has always had, you know, great players, and we continue to have great players. And Europe has got great players, and that's why the Ryder Cup has become so competitive.
I saw an interesting post about helping to make the President's Cup more competitive by adding women, international as well as our U.S. women. And I've heard that before where people, because the United States, I mean, the LPGA Tour does not have an event like the President's Cup. We do a team event where it's two-person teams and people are representing their respective countries. But what would your thoughts be on something like that? Because certainly bringing the Asian LPGA Tour players in would make it very, very competitive. Would that even be a discussion or a consideration?
Schedules prevent that. And it's kind of like people saying, well, why don't they have a mixed team in the Olympics? You would have to get these players to spend 3 weeks there, and the Olympics are only 2 weeks. So it doesn't allow for that to happen. And quite frankly, the men are not, your top players are not falling over backwards wanting to play with the women, because there isn't enough depth in women's golf, you know, to have eight great players playing with the top eight men in the world, or 10 or 12, whatever it is. It's too hard scheduling-wise, because the guys take more time off now, especially, you know, a guy like Scottie Scheffler's had the year that he's had. And same thing with the women. I mean, Nelly Korda's taking time off, you know, but it's just hard from a scheduling standpoint to make that happen.
Tom Edrington with us. Tom, running out of time here, but last question as we wind down 2024's golf. Where is golf right now? Is it in a better place right now than it was at the start of the year, or has it regressed? Is it in about the same spot? What do you think?
I think it's very healthy. I think a lot of people, you know, watch the Solheim Cup. I enjoyed the Solheim Cup. It's the first time I watched it, a lot of it, and really enjoyed it. We got a lot of good U.S. players, and Europe is getting better, but it's still not as competitive as the Ryder Cup. And, you know, golf's healthy. I mean, people are out playing. I think there's a need for more nine-hole courses because it's a time factor as well. But I think golf's pretty healthy. I think professionally it's pretty healthy. And LIV is getting less and less relevant, and the tour's still very relevant. And the majors are, you know, still the majors. I enjoyed the major golf season this year. It was a good major season on both tours.
All right. What's next for you?
What's next? Oh, golf season's going to start for me once it gets cooler, because I can't play in the heat anymore. So I'm going to, you know, our real estate company had an event at Topgolf, and that's the first time I've hit some balls since May, and hit it pretty good. So, you know, once you get to a certain age, the swing's a swing. So you just work on short game. And there you go. I would suggest everybody, if you want to get better, work on your short game.
There you go. All right. Get that 14 handicap down on your guitar playing as well. Tom Edrington with us.
Thanks.
Tom Edrington with us today.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
And thank you for coming on and sharing your thoughts with us today. Once again, here on TD Green, we will take a break, Jay and Debbie, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Another hour just flying by here on Tee to Green. We like to call it the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Not done yet, though. Look at what's happening in golf this week. Debbie, there's a real horse race going on the LPGA Tour this week down in Rogers, Arkansas. The Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship, 23 players within four shots of the lead going into the final round today. You following that at all?
I am, and that will be a very, very exciting finish today. And tune in. You see, from the Solheim Cup team, Jennifer Kupcho is in there, one of those people within striking distance of the leader. So it will be a very exciting day.
Ashley Buhai of South Africa, the leader, 11 under par. The Philippine golfer, Dottie Ardino, is 10 under, one back. There's a big group at 9 under, four people, including Gabby Lopez, eight players at 8 under, including Jennifer Kupcho, and 10 are at 7 under, including Lexi Thompson. 23 players within four shots of the lead going into the final round in Arkansas today. The 15th President's Cup, Royal Montreal Golf Course. The U.S. leads the international team 11-7 after four rounds of team play. They're into the singles competition today. The first team to get to 15.5 points wins it. The U.S. team needs 4.5 points going into that last round today in the singles matches. noon Eastern time on NBC and Peacock if you want to check it out in and around NFL football today. So there you go.
Lots of great sports going on, Jay. The WNBA playoffs, as well as obviously the NFL and golf for both the LPGA and PGA tours.
And super guests on the show again today. Thanks to Sam Golden, Minimal Golf, minimalgolf.com for more information. And thanks to Tom Edrington as well. That'll do it. Until next time, hit them long, hit them straight.